Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Repeat these statements. I will have a great job. I will be promoted to a better role. I will work under a better boss. I will have a salary increase. Now manifest that dream career and make it a reality. Tara! Apply na sa Job Street. Over 30,000 verified companies ang nagtitiwala sa Job Street. Part-time? No experience? Fresh grad? Kung job security ang hanap sa Job Street, siguradong may opportunity na para sa iyo. Abangan din ang quarterly virtual career fair kung saan maaari kang makipag-usap sa mga employer one-on-one at may chance pa na ma-hire on the spot. Visit Job Street Philippines Facebook page para updated ka sa latest virtual career fair happenings. At kung ikaw naman ay naghahanap ng empleyado para sa iyong kumpanya or business, sagot ng Job Street ang hiring mo. Over 30,000 companies ang nagtiwala sa Job Street upang makahanap ng tamang empleyado ang maaaring i-hire. Watch your career manifestations become a reality and get hired with Job Street.
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin. What are your pet peeves? How do you answer that question in a job interview? That's what we're going to talk about in this new Get Hired podcast episode. But before we do that, I just need to remind you na iba ang pet peeves sa deal breakers. Napag-usapan natin yan in an earlier episode. So kung hindi pa yung napapakinggan, you can scroll through our episodes right here. And again, we have more discussions coming up. So don't forget to follow this podcast for job career tips and job interview tips. Okay? Now, ano ba ang pet peeves muna? My definition, no? Iklian natin yung definition ng pet peeves. These are things that can be very small, that irritate you. So irritate you lang, hindi siya katulad ng deal breakers na if you see this, you're going to walk away. Okay? When we discussed yung deal breakers, kasama dyan yung pagiging illegal ng practice ng company, no? So these are big things. Deal breaker siya kasi lalayasan mo sila the moment that you see something like this. Pet peeves are different kasi these are little things lang na make you uncomfortable, make yung environment or culture ng office something na hindi mo kinasasaya. This is something that we as HR practitioners or hiring managers use to find out if you are someone who is a good fit dun sa existing culture ng company. For example, if your pet peeve is people who eat while working. Tapos doon sa current office setup namin, it's something that we allow, no? Ibig sabihin, you can bring food sa floor, you can eat while working at pinapayagan nyo ng company. Tapos yun ang pet peeve mo, then I can see automatically na, oh no, you may not be a good fit. Kasi paano kung yung katabi mo sa cubicle eh kumakain, eh naiinis ka pala doon, right? So again, these are things that irritate you and can also spell if you are a good candidate for the job and if you are a good fit sa company. So how do we attack this question then? Now, you have two options dito. The first one is really easy, which is to say something that's totally unrelated. For example, you could say that your pet peeve is people who chew their food loudly while eating. People who keep their mouths open when they're chewing and people who talk while they're eating. No? Now, if you are going to work in an environment where hindi naman sabay-sabay ang break, hindi naman din mandated na kumain kayong magkakasama, then this doesn't really affect me as the hiring director or HR person. So basically, you said something, it's a really safe answer, something that's totally unrelated. You could say something like, I hate it when people dance in the rain. No? So again, sobrang unrelated nun. It's a really, really safe answer. So yeah, it's a safe path to take when it comes to answering this question, what are your pet peeves? But the problem with safe answers is you can't really twist it to your advantage. Medyo limitado yung malalaman nung tao about you. And again, when we think about finding a job as something na two-sided siya, no? Ibig sabihin, you're trying to look for an opportunity for yourself and they're also trying to find the right person for the job. So ito ay parang kumaga meeting ito ng dalawang parties. Hindi masyadong maganda yung play safe tayo, no? Kasi baka mamaya i-hire ka, tas yung totoong pet peeve mo, yun pala ang day-to-day life nila, no? Yun pala ang company culture nila. So maano ka, mahihirapan ka mag-adjust. So yun yung advice ko muna sa inyo. When it comes to answering the question, what are your pet peeves? Try to think about that. Now, you can play it safe. Again, that's totally up to you. You can just say something like that and then walk away. Or you can choose to face it head on. I'm going to give you some of my personal answers and your advice ko rin on how you can frame your own after the break. Okay? Can you still remember the days, those harsh days na you were applying for a job that you really wanted? Yung tipong sobrang prepared ka na, nakapolo ka pa with all the documents in your hands, medyo nanginginig pa yung kamay mo kasi naka-anxious ka. Pero mas nakaka-anxious talaga kapag dumating ka sa ganong situations, tapos hindi ka prepared for your future kasi hindi mo choice yung job that you're applying for. But not anymore, because with Job Street, you can go over thousands of jobs and just apply for those you really want. You can download their app or go to their website and sign up for free. Over 30,000 verified companies na ang nagtitiwala sa Job Street. Kaya whether part-time, no experience, fresh grad, o job security na ang hanap mo ngayon, sa Job Street siguradong may opportunity na para sa'yo. Pwede mo rin abangan ang mga quarterly virtual career fair nila kung saan maaari ka makipag-usap sa mga employer one-on-one at may chance ka na ma-hire on the spot. Visit Job Street Philippines Facebook page para updated ka sa latest virtual career fair happenings. Kung ikaw naman ay naghahanap ng empleyado para sa iyong company or business, sagot na rin ng Job Street ang hiring mo. Join over 30,000 companies who trust Job Street para makahanap ng tamang empleyadong maaaring i-hire. Kaya hanap mo man ay trabaho o empleyado, sulit ang pagod at effort mo dahil panigurado may darating para sa'yo. Register at Job Street today. You can also check out the link sa description ng podcast ngayon. Alright, now, paano naman kung ayoko mag-play safe? Paano kung gusto ko to say something that I really care about and maybe play it to a point na magiging positive ito para sa akin? Now, what you have to understand is, number one, if you're going to say a pet peeve of yours, you have to make sure that it's not something that you do. Let me give you an example of one of my personal pet peeves. I don't like it when people are late. Now, dito na napapasok yung naging situation. During this job interview, were you late? Ikaw din ba yung tipo ng tao na laging nalilate? Now, if hindi mo siya kayang ipamuhay, if it's not something that you practice, eh, don't preach it, di ba? If you can't claim na on time ka, wag mo namang lokohin yung nag-interview sa'yo. Pero if you really are someone na strict when it comes to time, then go ahead and say that. It's actually a really good answer when it comes to this. You could say that one of my pet peeves is people who are late because I see that as a sign of disrespect. I think they don't value other people's time. And when it comes to business, time is money. Time is opportunity that you can't take back. And then you're done, right? So again, no, even listening to that, that could be a really good and strong answer to this question. Hindi naman siya deal breaker, no? Kasi ibig sabihin, kung nagpa-meeting yung manager mo, tas na-late siya, lalayasan mo sila. Hindi siya deal breaker, but it is a good pet peeve. Now, another option would be something like this. And again, this is a personal pet peeve of mine. Kung share mo to sa akin, maybe you could use this as your answer as well. One of my personal pet peeves is when people don't speak in complete sentences. Okay? I don't like it when people don't speak in complete sentences because it keeps me from understanding their entire point of view. It leaves me with a limited amount of information that I will have a hard time trying to figure out. I think it's not a very efficient use of time. And I, as tas babalik tayo dun sa sinabi natin kanina, no? And because I consider time as money and opportunities that you can't get back, I really prefer it if people spoke in complete sentences and gave me as much information as possible, especially if they're trying to ask something of me, no? So again, that is another option when it comes to your answer. Now, another thing, no? Third point natin, or third thing that you could say, would be this. And again, I'm just basing this on my own list of pet peeves, no? Hindi ko naman sasabihin lahat ng tatlo sa interview, no? Iwasan nyo rin yan. Baka mamaya ang haba-haba ng listahan mo, naglabas ka ng 20 bullet points for your pet peeves. One pet peeve would do. Hindi naman natin gusto na sabihin napakasela naman itong empleyado na to. So just be honest again with one, maybe two of them max. Pero you don't need to give out all of your pet peeves. But here's one of mine, another on top of the first two na sinabi ko kanina. This is an answer I would give if nakikita ko na medyo traditional yung office, medyo siguro mas advanced in years yung nag-interview sa akin, nakikita ko medyo mas bureaucratic yung company. Okay? I would say something like this. One of my pet peeves is inappropriate or badly timed jokes. I also don't like it when people laugh too hard, especially in board meetings or in client presentations or when people are hard at work, because it makes us seem unprofessional. And as representatives of the company, I don't like it when this happens because there's a risk that the clients may not take us seriously. So yeah, and that's another answer, no? Kasi yung first answer ko, which is when people are late, medyo common yan, eh, no? Now, this is where things kind of change. Again, no, kung nakikita mo na medyo traditional tong kausap ko, no, medyo strict siya. Tapos sinabi mo to, tapos ito, nag-resonate siya with her, with him, with the company they are representing. This could be one of the reasons why they hire you on the spot. Now, paano naman kung hindi ito yung pet peeve nyo, hindi isa dun sa tatlong sinabi ko sa inyo? Now, ito na lang yung piece ko of advice if gusto nyo siyang i-frame. No, the way that you frame it, two things lang. You have to state it and relate it. State it, ibig sabihin niyo kung ano yung pet peeve niyo. So, like what I did kanina, diba? One of my pet peeves is this. My pet peeve is that. Ganyan, ganyan. So, sasabihin mo lang siya. And then the second tip would be to relate it. Now, ano naman yung relate it? You have to find a way to prove that having that pet peeve is actually something na makakatulong sa company. So, when I mentioned na I didn't like how people relate, I said that time is money, time is opportunity. When I said that when people don't speak in complete sentences, it makes the workflow inefficient, no? So again, no, bumabalik tayo dun sa ano yung benefits sa company. And then when I said na yung tungkol sa inappropriate jokes or laughing too hard in inappropriate times, binalik ko siya dun sa, kasi it ruins the image of the company and it makes us seem unprofessional. So again, no, state it and relate it. Once you have that squared away, maayos na yung sagot mo. Okay, so again, yun muna for now. So thank you for staying until the end of the episode. Don't forget to follow for more. We have more episodes coming up. More job interview questions, more job interview tips, more career tips then coming. And if you want to reach out to me directly, maybe ask for advice, lalo na kung career advice yan, you can visit our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/gethiredbyteamlaika. All right. Thanks for listening. And as we always say, this podcast is designed to help you land your dream job. I believe in you, Kaya Nyan, and I'll talk to you next time. All right.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.